My name is Patrick Mountcastle. I am 15 years old. Today is 11/25/17, and I'm speaking with Warren Dannenberg, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Reedville, Virginia. What were you like as a child?
Well, my answer would be perfect. But I was just like every other kid, except that when I grew up, there wasn't as many organized sports as you all have today. And the kids played in the neighborhood, and that's where you had your baseball games, your football games, and so forth. And soccer was not a sport when I was growing up.
What were some of your favorite activities as a kid?
Well, my favorite activities were baseball, football, primarily, and I did stamp and coin collecting.
What's stamp?
U.S. postal stamps, and I also did foreign stamps.
Ooh. What is your favorite childhood memory?
You know, I think my favorite childhood memory was going to visit my grandparents in Oklahoma, because we had to go from the East Coast all the way to the middle of the country. And I didn't get to see them very often, so it was really nice seeing them.
How did you look up to your grandparents?
Well, they were older. They'd lived through a lot more. At that point, they'd been through the First World War, the Second World War, and just hearing them talk about that. And I had grandparents that both had grandparents of their own that had fought in the Civil War, and hearing stories of how they were almost captured when they were... during the Civil War, when they went home to visit.
Wow.
Did not realize.
Can you give us an example of one of the stories?
Yep, I have two I could think of. One involved my grandfather, who was in World War I, and was actually shot in the heart, but did not die, but it was too risky at that time in 1917 to operate. So therefore, he lived to be 91 or 2 years old, and he had that bullet in his heart all that time. The second thing I remember was my grandmother in East Tennessee telling me about how she had one grandfather on the northern side and one on the southern side. The one from the southern side went home to visit, and the Union soldiers came through looking for Confederate soldiers, and they hid my grandfather in between the feather mattresses on the bed. The Union soldiers came in with their sabers and were punching holes into the mattress, and for some reason missed him altogether.
That's amazing. Did you have any people in your life that you looked up to or icons?
Well, the one person that I thought a lot of was John Kennedy. And he was probably the most influential in my life because he became president when I was 10 years old. I remember the day he was assassinated when I was in the 8th grade in 1963. And just there were a lot of things going on then, and he seemed to handle it awfully well.
Anybody in your family you looked up to?
I looked up to my dad, and he had gone through a lot of adversity. He was a a college athlete, and it was very successful, and was going home to join the Air Force during World War II and caught polio. So he spent all the war years in a hospital recuperating from that, and he went back to school on crutches, but he totally got back to where he could walk and function fine. He finished college, and then he went on to get a PhD in biochemistry. And so he persevered through a lot of really rough times because he had to spend about 4 months or 5 months down in Georgia in what they call an iron lung, which was nothing but a big cylinder, about this, like two oil drums put end to end, and it breathed for you. And those were not very, very good times for him. And the only thing that was outside that oil drum or that iron lung was just your head. So it was, he lived through all that, never complained about it, and went on to have a very successful life.
Did they give you any important advice?
Yes. The most important advice he gave me was never give up and always keep your head solidly on your shoulders. Because if you go off and not think about what you're doing, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Well, all will have it happen to us, but it's something that I wish I would have listened to him a little bit more on, because I had to learn myself, just as all of you all will too.
Were there any moments in your childhood that like changed the course of your life?
Let's see. I think the biggest thing that changed the course of my life was the impact of the Cold War, and the fact that you always were worried about a nuclear attack, and that you always were cautious because there were air raid shelters. They wanted you to have shelters in your homes and things of this sort. So you never lived without the threat of nuclear war, which went away but is actually coming back now. But it's not anywhere to, even though it's stronger in what can happen to us today than it was then, it doesn't seem to have the impact that it had when I was young, because you always stayed somewhat scared. And every Saturday, the air raid siren would go off, so they made sure it was working.
Did you ever get freaked out by the Saturday air raid siren?
You got used to them, but it always reminded you of what the risk was.
Did you always go and get in a shelter when it played, or?
No.
Did you know?
No, you didn't.
So what was it like to be your only son, the only son in your family?
Well, because of my parents, I was the one that did with the least, while my sisters got the better items. They didn't have to work as hard, and my father felt like because I was a male that I should be able to take better care of myself and provide for myself more than my sisters.
Does that have an impact in your life today?
Yes, because I'm the one that takes care of anything dealing with the family. And my two sisters, while they may care, never took the initiative to take care of my mom and dad as they got older. And when they passed away, they were not the ones that had it, took care of the situation.
So. Okay. Who was your best friend growing up?
My best friend was a fellow by the name of Jimmy Wren. Now, this is kind of an interesting story. This friend of mine was very conservative. Very conservative. He'd grown up in Virginia all his life. He just loved Virginia history. The only college he ever wanted to go to was VMI. And he went to VMI. And he stayed in VMI 2 years. And then he decided he wanted to transfer to Duke University, where he went and he graduated. But Jimmy went from being this ultra-conservative to turning around and being a communist. And he was trying to organize textile workers in North Carolina. He was trying to get riots and started and so forth. He got shot in Greensboro, North Carolina during a protest, which they tried to make violent. And he didn't die, but I haven't talked to him in probably 40 years because all he was interested in at that point was getting information on the company that I worked for and their union, because he wanted to try to get in and organize it. You don't hear much about the communist today, except they are on the rise with what Putin's doing. But that was the biggest change in any one person I had. But he was my best friend, and we did a lot of things together. We hiked the Appalachian Trail 2 years in a row for about 100 miles and so forth. And that actually is one of my favorite memories that I didn't think about when we were talking earlier. But we were out in the boonies, and there was nobody around, no cell phones, and so forth. So there's some good stories about that I can tell you later.
So going back to your childhood again, what is one thing you wish you did as a child?
I wish I had the opportunity to have lived in one area all during my public education years of going from kindergarten to 12th grade. I didn't get that opportunity. I went to three different school systems in three different states. And you aren't able to really build those long-term relationships that you would like to.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where'd you first live?
I first lived in Texas. In College Station, where my father was going to graduate school at Texas A&M. And so I went to kindergarten, first grade there. Well, actually, they didn't have kindergarten there, so I went to first grade there. Then I did second through the ninth grade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And then the remaining 1 years were done in Richmond, Virginia. Mm.
What made you want to go to Tech?
Because the main reason is I liked the school. I had my choice between Virginia and Virginia Tech. And I just felt more comfortable. I interviewed at both schools, was lucky enough to get accepted at both schools, but I just never felt as comfortable in Charlottesville as I did in Blacksburg. And it's a funny story about this, because as you well know, my grandfather went to Virginia Tech, graduated in 17. My father graduated in 46. I graduated in 72. And your mama graduated in 94. And hopefully you'll graduate from there. And maybe your brother, who's sitting over here. But the key was I just felt more comfortable there. I knew I'd get a good education. And I went there. And I have never regretted it at all.
What'd you study?
I was in business management. So I wanted to be a banker or a retail person.
And how'd you get working for Philip Morris?
I ended up starting to do accounting work. And I was pretty good at it. Primarily because I had a great math aptitude. And I did mostly cost accounting work. I was controller of the world's largest tobacco factory, which is on Interstate 95 when you go through Richmond, for probably on and off about 8 years. I did every factory Philip Morris had except for Louisville and Charlotte, North Carolina. So I got a lot of experience there, but I just enjoyed it. I had an aptitude for it. I had an aptitude not just for the math, but for the reasoning and for budgeting and for looking into cost controls.
You controlled the whole factory?
When you're a controller, you're over the financial operations for the factory. Reporting, yes. No, you don't run the factory, but you help to give them information, financial, to help them make better business decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you have input to those decisions as well, other than just giving them facts and figures.
So going back to Virginia Tech, do you have any stories from Virginia Tech?
Oh, I have a lot that your mother won't allow me to tell you. But anyway, there's several, but one I can in particular remember when I was a freshman, because I joined the Corps of Cadets when I was a freshman and was in the band, the Hotty Toddies. And one thing that you had to do then was, we didn't have CDs or tapes, even these little cassette tapes. Everything was on records. And so we had to sell those. And at that point, the governor from the state of Virginia, Mills Godwin, was visiting as a guest of the president and was sitting in the president's box in Lane Stadium. And so I was able to get into the president's box, and I tried to sell the governor a record for the Hotty Toddies. So the president was T. Marshall Hahn, and he assured me that the governor already had been given a record, which I know wasn't true. He was just wanting me to leave him alone. But either way, I remember doing that, and the governor was most gracious, and that was a lot of fun. And so I've had different, because I've lived in Richmond, I've run into the governors on multiple occasions over the years. And I mean, it's just as much as just walking into to the Capitol at that time, and the governor could be walking through the halls. He'd stop and say hello and talk to you for a second. That's something that we don't find anymore. And if anything, with any of you listening up in Northern Virginia, you could get your parents not to be voting Democratic anymore, because you're driving the state the wrong direction.
Okay.
So there is my editorial.
Okay. How'd you get into the president's box?
They had an elevator there because I had a cadet uniform on. They weren't worried about me, and security wasn't a big thing then. So,
okay, moving on.
Remember, get your parents.
No. How did you know Mimi was the one?
I just did. It is the craziest thing. I was dating her roommate at the time, and then Mimi comes in, and we started talking and getting along, and next thing you know, we decided to get married. We got married when we were in college.
Really?
Yeah, between my junior and senior year.
Damn.
Yeah.
How'd you work that out? Married.
It wasn't easy. It was hard because we didn't have any money, so we had to do the best thing we could. But it was only for 1 year, so it wasn't bad.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the reason I knew. You just know. There's nothing
that
says, oh, you got to do this or you got to do that. No, you just know. You know in your heart and in your mind that that's the person.
To finish this out, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, actually, I'd just like to be remembered as someone that was a hard worker, a fair manager, and a good grandparent who guided you to vote in the right direction. You're going to die, aren't you, Patrick? Anyway, I just want to be remembered as a good person and a fair person.
As a Republican.
No, it doesn't make any difference about being a Republican. It's just that we just have a screwed up political system both sides. We need people that are more interested in the country rather than interested in their own self.
Okay.
Including our president. So, okay.
Big stop.
Yep.
Love you.
All right.